Welcome to this month's podcast. And my name is Ibelema Green, and I would like to be sharing ways that you can start your morning on a productive note. I have been going through a study called habit stacking and just getting myself into spaces where I start my day off on a really great note, because the way you start your day determines how the rest of the day will go. Have you ever woken up in the morning and then you realize that, you know, everything was just rushed and it set the tone for the rest of your day? I'm sure you have, where you couldn't find your keys, or you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you were abruptly woken up, or you just couldn't really sleep well. And you find that that affects the entire day. From today, I would like that you take charge of your mornings, regardless of how your day or your night was previously, because the way you start a thing determines how you end and finish. But the good thing about it is that you can always restart your day from any point of the day. But let's talk about mornings for like a bit, okay? Now, mornings are starts, they're new beginnings, great start, fresh start, a new day, and everything that can happen in your day can begin and end in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that you do? Do you pick up your phone and then start mindlessly scrolling to check your notifications, emails, messages that you might have missed? If this is something that you do, I want you to stop, because really, take a minute to think about it. Would you like to invite people into your bedroom first thing in the morning? If your answer is no, then why are you doing that with your phone? Because really, what happens when you pick up your phone the first thing in the morning is that you invite everyone, everything in those notifications into your private, quiet space. And in the morning, you are the most productive. Your brain is alert. A new circle has started, and you should use that to your advantage. So, tip one, don't pick up your phone. Leave it alone. Sit down, wake up, be quiet, and just enjoy the thoughts of a new day. Start your day with gratitude. Start your day with a very positive, I can do this mindset, and watch your day unfold. I will keep breaking down morning thoughts as we go on this journey to having the most productive day ever. Good morning, and welcome to Morning Thoughts. So as usual, my name is Ibelema Green, and these are thoughts that I have in the morning that I'd like to share so that you have a great kick-ass morning. Yesterday we started with don't check your phones. I must admit, it's a very hard habit to stop, but it's possible. So when you catch yourself, just go right back into making sure that you're doing everything possible to centering yourself and doing your productive work in those hours. The second thing that will help you get a great morning is make your bed. Yes, it's simple, it's almost silly, but it's very effective, because it is a promise and a gift to yourself that you finished. You did a job, one job, and you got it done. So when you get out of bed in the morning, make your bed. Put things in order, fluff your pillows, make your bed. Reason, after a long day, or after everything that's happened in the day, the one thing you want to gift yourself with is the gift of a made bed. It is a gift to yourself at the end of the day that you come back and there is one thing, if nothing else goes right, that is done. You made your bed. So, right now, get up, go and make your bed. Good morning. Morning. Did you notice the silence? That's how beautiful morning quiet is. I started my day today doing my regular routine, making my bed, getting up when my alarm rang. And then today was a bit different. I would normally take a walk, but before the walk, I decided to listen to a meditation. And you can listen to any. There are a lot of fantastic morning meditations. And I noticed that my mind started to wander. And as it wandered, there was a struggle to want to, like the meditation said, be centered, be quiet, you know, focus your mind on other things. But then there was something that happened where I allowed myself realize that distractions are a normal part of your morning. You would be distracted, but the trick, the hack, is to understand that there are distractions and choose to focus your mind on your breathing and your being present. So I would like you to try that. Sit quietly. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. And then begin to visualize the kind of day that you want. You must realize you're a creator. And you can create the kind of morning, the kind of day that you want to see. What would your day look like? What would a fantastic, happy, fulfilled day be like? What would you be doing? What would you be saying? Who would you be with? These thoughts will help you get into a space where you start to create your day. Meditation doesn't have to be very woo-woo stuff. It doesn't have to be humming or a monk-style sitting. Meditation is sitting quietly to listen to your thoughts, acknowledge the distractions, and then focus on breathing, the things that you can control. So focus on what you can control. This helps you with every sort of distraction. You're going to have thoughts coming in and out. You can never completely be in a state where your mind is totally and completely blank. There are times that can happen, but it can never fully happen most of the time. Rather than think that you're too distracted and get over with the creation of your day, stay in it. Acknowledge the distraction and focus on something you can control. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Thoughts. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Thoughts. This morning, my routine was a little broken. I slept late yesterday, so it affected my morning, and it made me realize how when you are starting a new habit, it's important to continue, you know, and very little things can put you out of balance or harmony with what you are trying to build. So one of the things to have a fantastic morning is sleep early. As funny as that sounds, get a good night's sleep. I know that some of us have to work late, you know, work two jobs, but it affects your overall productivity in the morning. Now, the good thing is you can start all over again. You can begin from where you have stopped. So it was a struggle to get out of bed, and if you've been following this, you know, series and episodes, you'd know that the first thing in having a productive morning is that when you wake up, you have woken up. Because, you know, if you go right back to sleep, it kind of messes up your morning routine. It messes up your sleep cycle also, scientifically. We won't go into all that. So get a good night's sleep. Rest appropriately. The same way you don't pick up your phone and start social media and invite the entire world in before you're ready to face the world and before you have ticked off, you know, some things that are necessary to do. It's also the same way you shut down. How you end a thing is as beautiful as how you begin it. So end your day properly so that you can start it with fresh vitality. The good thing is that once a habit has started to form, you're basically on autopilot. So it doesn't matter if you're delayed, you can simply bring yourself back together. So yes, have a great night's sleep. How you end a thing is as important as how you begin. Once again, thank you for listening. I hope you're applying this to your life, and I hope it's helping you. If it is, let me know. Drop a message. I'd love to hear from you. Good morning to Morning Thoughts. On today's episode, I have a series of questions I want to ask. I hope you've been following so far. Took a break because I wanted to recover and rest. Still resting and recovering, but today I have some questions I would like to ask. We're still on the series of making your mornings productive. And on this journey, I'm coming to realize how powerful habits are, how very essential they are to who we become. And in trying to get a new habit done, the question often is, how do I stick to a habit? How do I ensure that I'm not failing at this habit? And how do I make sure I sustain the habit? And one of the things that I think we do that is a mistake or that does not help us sustain a particular habit is that we try to focus on the outcomes first. I want to lose weight. I want to be slim. You know, and that's the catch. I want to. But if you already decide that you're a slim person, you're an athletic person, you're a healthy person, it will be easier to follow through. And the beautiful thing about habits is that they help us change our identity. So, question number one, who do you want to become? Decision on who you want to become will drive the habits, no matter how small. And it's not like you're going to get it right all the time. You are going to fail at it. But one bad decision does not create an identity. It's like voting. It is majority of the votes that counts. What you repeatedly do every day becomes who you are. Identity literally means your repeated beingness. And it's very apt because this entire podcast is called Being. And being is continuous. It's something you do every day to become who you are. So the question today is, who do you want to become? Write it down. And every day, take small steps in the direction of who you want to become. You want to become more organized. Continuously make your bed. Every day. At some point, your habits will align with your behavior. And then it will start to form a new identity. So sit today and ask, who do I want to become? And then start the journey of being that person. Good morning.